A man of many talents, play-by-play broadcaster, real estate agent, and now a state legislator. It's time to talk all things Arkansas with R.J. Hawk, presented by Natural State Wholesale, proudly trusted by major manufacturers all over the world for 25 years. Go see the flooring king, Don Gresham, at Natural State Wholesale.
Good morning, R.J.
How are y'all doing this morning? Hey guys,
doing good. We're doing good. We forget the fiscal session started yesterday at the Capitol, state Capitol, and the governor spoke.
State of the state.
RJ, did you get mentioned by the governor about what an amazing job you're doing?
No, not in the state of the state. No, but she highlighted all the education successes. But I think the most thing that I know Rogers talks about every time I come on is. We will be having a special session right directly after the fiscal to cut taxes some more. So
there you go.
Looking forward to that. But it all kicked off yesterday.
I did want to say before we dive into a little bit of pool talk, the master should have started, Christian. So if you'll just give us occasional updates, I think the first person off the tee was 640. I don't know if that's 640 Central. I'm just not sure about that, but I know they got started. By the way, do you know, Roger, how much first place prizes? You or Jeremy, take a shot. First place money.
It's a Masters?
Three.
Yep.
$4.2 million.
Wow. In 2025, so that means it'll be a little bit more. Altogether, $21 million.
That's not take home.
Got to give a little.
Got to get Uncle Sugar.
The other thing of note, too, as we mentioned earlier, Coach Cal loses an assistant coach.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
Listen. He was only getting paid $300,000. Kenny Payne was getting paid $900,000. So yeah, you know,
okay.
Yeah.
Listen,
so
and
yeah.
Cal knows what he's doing. I mean,
He'll get it. Now, RJ, we told the story about you having a nightmare with your pool when you first tried to get it done. And it was not easy. And you were an example of what happens when sometimes you deal with somebody that's not as trustworthy or whatever. So you had to go through the tough ways, and then you've been able to visit with all the folks at Luxury Pool, and they've been a big help to you, right? Is that accurate in that description?
The day that you shared Jeremy's number with me, it's like the day that I saw the light. Jeremy, I'll never forget the day that I called him. He was at a Little League baseball game in Branson. And he goes, man, we're playing baseball, but we'll be there bright and early Monday morning to help you guys out. And so, and they've been nothing but great since that point. I had a guy that screwed my pool up, and Jeremy, they've made it right, and they've got me all the things that I need to make the pool, do its thing. And so, hey, I can't say enough good things about Luxury Pool and Spa.
Yeah, it's where, if those people don't know, it is the community pool. It's Olympic size, and all the kids from the neighborhood, because
Olympic
it can hold
size.
150 kids at one time. And it is a big pool. I don't want to say whose house I was at the other day. I saw a lap pool. There's all kind of pools you have. You just have, it's got two lanes, that kind of deal. Or you can have RJs. You could have 30
Olympic
people with lanes and things. You've heard the nightmares. You guys have been in the business long enough to where that's part of it.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, that happens from time to time. I think it was Daniel and Harvey are our service managers, but I think it's Daniel that's been taking care of him. And so we can't say Jeremy was doing it. It's Daniel, and he does a great job for us, and so does Harvey.
Today is RJ is a National Name Yourself Day. If you were named yourself anything besides RJ, your parents rather, what would be another name you would choose for Hawk? Blank Hawk. What would be a good one for RJ
other than
RJ? What would be a good one? Have you ever had a name you sort of wish you could have?
He'd probably like to go by the name Dallas.
Dallas Hawk.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. What's the kids' names now? That obviously you've got Preston and Parker, but some of the kids' names now are off the chart. Matter of fact, my girlfriend Jessica, her sister named their baby girl Stevie after Stevie Nicks. And so there's some cool names.
I got one for you.
Yeah,
my daughter, who we just found out, and I think she's is going to have a little girl. Her next child is going to be a little girl. She's got two boys, and this is a little girl, and she's planning on naming it Scotty.
Okay.
Scotty, for a little girl.
Yeah, I think it's okay to be unique.
No, it's just very unique.
Somebody says here, how about Buck Hawk? Buck Hawk.
I like that. No. Yeah.
Or Mike Hawk.
Mike Hawk. No.
Mike Hawk sounds like they did adult films. How about that?
It does. And bad ones.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Don't forget, we're going to be at Oakland tomorrow. Oakland's actually running today.
Yeah.
Augusta is underway. RJ, I don't know if you had a chance to look at all the surroundings. Now, Jeremy, you were there at Augusta and talking about the perfection that was there from a yard, from a greenskeeping standpoint, and even in the fairway, even if you go when you go off the, I mean, everything is perfect. They don't miss a beat anywhere, do they?
No, they do it right.
Yeah, and so RJ, our goal, somebody says Kitty Hawk. One of our goals next year, RJ, is to take Morning Mayhem to the Masters. Now we won't be able to do the show there.
Daly's Hooters outside, right?
It is. It's top dog. Now, by the way, did you see where Kelsey and the Kelsey brothers had Daly on yesterday? Yeah, you know, we got to see how many hours we've had John Daly on over the last 3-4 years.
I'd like to just have a montage
of
some of the stuff that we've had with Daly.
Yeah.
From when he's out in L.A. To when he's been up all night in Tampa Bay.
Do want to thank Natural State Wholesale, our buddy Don English and the boys for sponsoring RJ each week. Now,
Don English.
What'd I say?
Don English.
Don Grisham, I'm sorry.
Who's Don English?
I don't know.
I wonder who Don English was.
What's your name?
Is that a porn star? Was it Mike Hawk and Don English?
The one thing that you and RJ have in common is you both have kids that play sports. And RJ every weekend is going to some tournament somewhere where there's a big giant ring that his girl has a chance to win, and she's got like 80 rings now. And they're like this big around, and Parker and Peyton have the same way, right? You guys do the same thing?
Yes, now it's just Peyton playing. Parker's out of travel ball, but it's just chasing $2 rings.
Is that what it is? That looks like they're.
Bragging on my kids again with James Meredith Soldersport playing baseball for the very first time this year. He's 6 years old, so going out, and it's so great to watch him. Win or lose, I don't care. It's just to see the first of all, they're little boys, so a shiny object goes by, they're laying in the dirt, they're doing whatever. But to see see the shaking of the hands after the game, and they're having a good time. They've got those big old backpacks with the
I know.
Boys have had them all, and they're all distressed. But James, and I've got video of James, they are teaching him. He's swinging from both sides of the plate. Mm-hmm. And he's making contact and running around. Six in doing this. I don't know. I mean, listen, that is incredible. I can't do it now.
There's so much money. Yeah. We've talked about this before. And, RJ, you know it too. The kids see, they want everything they can get. And in tournaments, it's a money thing to go to those travel. It's all a big – but it also gives your kids something to do. And how many tournaments have you won, RJ?
This year or all overall?
All together.
I think Addison and I, she's got that little ring holder, and I think she's up to like 28 tournaments that she's won.
28 tournaments.
Yeah.
Here's some more names for.
There's been a lot that we didn't win. I mean, there's a lot, but that's her ring holder. That's where she's at.
Is it too much at times, RJ? Do you think, hey, are we doing too much of this? Do you ever question yourself or no?
I think Jeremy and them can also say, you question your sanity sometimes. Going, what in the world are we doing? Addison is, the day that she doesn't want to do it anymore, then that's when we won't do it anymore. But we kind of ask you, want to play again? Yeah, I want to play. And so we kind of leave it up to her.
Well, the first thing you do, let me tell you what you do. You quit playing on Sunday. Could stop playing on Sunday. That was something you never did back in the day. And now you got tournaments starting at 8 o'clock in the morning on Sunday.
I was telling Samantha that very thing the other day on the way to church and seeing a full field in Saline County on Sunday morning.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not doing any of that. I'm just saying it's just different, huh?
I said, there's church at the ballpark. There's
ballpark. Listen, you live your own life and do what you got to do. And in some cases, it's the only time some parents can be a part of it because the schedules are crazy. I mean, last night's game was at 7 o'clock on a Wednesday night.
And all that.
So you got to do that. And some parents can't even do that. The grandparents are having to take their kids to do it. So I'm not begrudging. I just thought that that's a unicorn to me, seeing that going on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
And again, not preaching, not complaining, not doing anything. Live your life. I'm happy for you.
We do have some parents and kids that try to make a service every Sunday, wherever we're at.
That's outstanding.
That's good.
That's cool.
And there are devotionals that they do at the park.
If you don't go to church, just for, I'm not.
No, we agree. No, we debated at times and definitely debate. You know, after we have a bad weekend, it's like, what are we doing?
what are we doing?
A couple of messages from our Middleton Eaton Air text line. Some names for RJ. Chicken Hawk, Tomahawk, Bald Hawk. RJ would be Lincoln Hawk after the Sly Stallone character in Over the Top. I never saw that.
That's the arm wrestler.
I know. Yeah. You got Black Hawk. You got Tua Hawk.
In the phone book.
That's right. You got Hudson Hawk. My nephew is Huck Beckett. That's pretty cool. Huck. Huck is an interesting name. Someone says this Carl called RJ Lloyd. That was his nickname when he first came to the Buzz. Is that right, RJ?
Yeah, I remember. You remember the TV show Entourage? And
I forgot about that.
I was interning. Yeah, remember I was interning for the Buzz before I started full time, and I was actually
an
intern for Acree.
And
he would holler Lloyd at me to go get his coffee.
I know he was the. Yeah, I remember that show. That was outstanding. Now, RJ, we're in the facility here in Conway. You guys are giving away $50,000. $50,000 in giveaways. Now, you must come in here and you've got to come in here and
got to make a purchase.
Got to make a purchase. And then, so, RJ, of all the things in here, I mean, because everything, you know, you're giving away almost everything, at least one of everything. And then, of course, a lot of it's on sale, 20 to 50% off.
Okay.
Roger and RJ and Christian, if you could come in here and get win one thing next week, what would you win? Would it be a hot tub?
Yeah.
Would it be a green egg?
Yeah. No, I'd be a hot tub. I've got a PK. I'm good.
Yeah,
no disrespect to the green egg.
You got a PK from here. You got a PK from here.
Exactly.
So what'd you say? What would you get?
I'd go spa.
Yeah, the hot tub. Yeah. What about you, RJ?
Why not? I mean, there's no pool in here, is there?
My wife actually said the other day, she said, we need to call Luxury Pool and Spa and ask her how much the spas are because she's been wanting to get one here at the house. So it'd have to be the hot tub.
Now we're talking.
Now, I'm really honored to have one. Have one of y'all's tubs at my place. Looking forward to you, especially now. RJ, I don't know if you noticed, I've gotten a little thinner.
People ask him if he has something.
So I'm looking forward to be able to take it off my shirt.
I'm still hot tub that's elevated in the sky. We've heard about this hot tub, but we've not seen it in action.
Well, you know, the last time I was in it was that snow. It was the ice now. That was really difficult to get. That whole thing was a nightmare, you know, snow ice day or a couple of days.
And what we found out, we found out not too long ago that if somebody has a pineapple on their porch or something like that, right? Now, so then the other thing is your hot tub seated for an even number of people or odd number of people? Then that might tell you. Yeah, that might be.
He asked for odd.
You do have a range. What's the bigger? The big one could seat how many? The biggest one you have?
It's eight people.
Yeah,
that's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
That's
a party going on.
And do you do in-house financing or do you have a company that does it?
We partner with Watkins, who's the manufacturer of the hot tubs, and it's through Wells Fargo. So we do offer financing.
Gotcha. Listen, it's a big purchase. Yep. And then for those who are thinking about maybe doing a pool, you have different sizes. I mentioned the lap pool. Has that become a popular thing? Maybe somebody don't want a giant pool. They just want a small lane lap. Or do you guys recommend that?
We build whatever you want.
Yeah, this Todd Ross one behind here. When
that's
you walk
amazing.
In. Yeah, that's. I don't know if you've seen that one, RJ. You also did Sam Pittman. We mentioned that's probably spectacular as well.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Roger and I, if we ever were to vote, we would be like, we need one lane.
Yeah.
We need one lane to get there.
and mine doesn't even have to be that wide.
Someone says
like
here,
a slip and slide. Yeah. Why? That's all I need.
From the 501, my son Rafe. That's a cool name, Rafe. R-A-F-E. Yeah. Played his first T-ball game Tuesday night and got the game ball playing from pitcher and got the last three outs. You know, again, we can say,
there you go, Rafe.
That's awesome.
You're never going to be able to take that away from that kid.
Rafe Hollister. That's the only other Rafe I know. And it was a country guy who had a booming voice in Andy Griffith.
Wasn't there a great Rafe?
Rafe.
Or maybe not. Maybe that's
who. Are you thinking of? Yeah. Wait a minute.
Rafe.
Not Rafer Johnson.
Yeah. Rafer Johnson. Well, that's a different.
Well, maybe call him Rafe. Maybe.
We're visiting with R.J. Hawk, who's on his way to the state capitol doing the people's work. R.J., Representative R.J. Hawk, brought to you by Natural State Wholesale today. R.J., you guys have to do this for like a month of the month of April, and then you're gonna have a special session on the backside. Is that right?
Yeah. So we'll do this for 30 days, and unless we can get the business done sooner, and then as soon as we get the budget set for the next fiscal year, then we will jump into a special session called by the governor to handle an income tax cut.
The last thing I wanted to throw at you, and everybody can jump in on this, is that there's some really cool things in history and a couple sports things today. So I want you to tell me what year this was. Major League Baseball played its first indoor game. It was the opening of the Astrodome in Houston, Texas, called the Eighth Wonder of the World.
Yeah.
What year was that, Roger Scott?
I'll say it was 50 years ago.
Okay, that would be
1976.
What would you say, Jeremy? You want to take a shot at it?
Let's say 75.
All right, RJ, you want to take a shot?
Wasn't it 1973?
Christian?
Was it 64?
All right, so here, the Astrodome was the first fully enclosed sports stadium and first air-conditioned event venue of its size, seating over 70,000 fans, enough space to include an indoor chapel and a bowling alley. Mickey Mantle hit the stadium's first home run.
The
year.
76.
61 years ago, opened with an exhibition game between the Astros and the Yankees. Okay. President Lyndon B. Johnson attended it. 1965.
Wow.
So it was 61 years ago. And I actually played in that stadium twice. And it, by the time I played in it, we played the Houston.
It wasn't the Blue Bonnet. Was it the Cougars?
Well, too. We played the Cougars during the regular season.
Yeah.
Then we played the Blue Bonnet Ball.
Blue Bonnet Ball?
And I remember the turf was so messed up. It was, you could see it on the side. It was just, it had been through the, but you know, been around since, you know.
Well, they didn't have padding under it either.
It was not a good turf.
No,
yeah,
no.
It was not the, but it's hard to believe it was 1965. And also mentioned earlier, on this day, Branch Rickey announced they purchased the contract of Jackie Robinson to bring him to the Dodgers from Montreal. So some cool sports stuff today. So, RJ, thank your fine spots before we let you go.
One thing, Natural State Wholesale and Cabot. If you're looking for flooring, fixtures, tile, you need to go check them out. NaturalStateWholesale.com. I promise you're going to save more. Much like when you go to Luxury Pool and Spa, you're going to get great deals, great service, and you're going to save a lot of money. So go out and see Don and the guys over at Natural State Wholesale in Cabot. Hey, Baz, real quick, I want to remind you guys, it was just announced that, you know, we've done that legislative basketball game that you guys make fun of me every year in.
Yes.
We are changing it up this year, and April the 28th, we are doing the legislative softball game at Dickie Stevens Park this year to raise money
for the
Big Brothers, for Boys and Girls Club and the Children's Advocacy Center. So that'll be it on April the 28th at Dickie Stevens. So I'll be a lot of fun, and I know Denver will probably be reaching out to you to talk about that as well.
He already has. We'll get somebody up. We've got a few weeks before we get to that. But, I think that's a good switch from basketball to the softball. Not a bad idea.
A lot of people are getting hurt in basketball, man.
I know. All right, buddy. Thanks, RJ. Have a good day, bud.
All right. See you guys. See you, Jeremy.